It's a Monday night in January inside Arts Tech, a red brick building at the corner of 15th and Holmes. Mayor Sly James stands at the podium thanking the audience of just over 300 for their interest in the arts. About 2 years ago, Mike Burke, a former city councilman and a competitor in the mayoral race, was tapped to lead the mayor's task force for the arts.
You're here tonight so we can listen to you. That's what the mayor's task force on the arts is all about.
The crowd split into about six groups to brainstorm, and in one group, facilitator and consultant Martin Cohen started the discussion.
What is it you find that's distinctive about the cultural life of Kansas City?
The Art Deco architecture, especially on Main and all over the city, as well as our fountains.
Accessibility.
Accessibility? What do you mean? What kind of accessibility?
It's incredibly inviting and open to anybody. It doesn't seem in any way exclusive.
I was going to say the tradition. We have a great arts tradition in the city.
On the 17th floor of City Hall, a window office looks out over Bartle Hall and its stainless steel hair curlers on top. These sculptures, called Sky Stations, are in the city's public art collection. Porter Arneal is the director and public art administrator for the Kansas City Municipal Art Commission. Its primary charge, overseeing the city's 1% for art program, which sets aside part of construction costs for art. Arneal says these meetings will help chart the city's future.
We are in many ways redefining what arts and culture really is in Kansas City. We've had a tremendous decade of, you know, phenomenal things happening in the arts world here and culturally across the board, and it's still new as far as what is our future. And so we're inventing something that doesn't exist right now. And so these conversations are becoming very interesting.
I know you're still compiling the information, but you said that, you know, a few things were kind of bubbling to the surface or some conclusions.
I always speak in art terms as an old sculptor. You know, the armature is beginning to form, but we, you know, and ultimately we'll have to flesh that out and really, and the consultants are committed to present ideas and possibilities that are achievable. Some simple steps over the next year, 3 years, 5 years that the city can do to better engage. And of course, from my seat, what I'm seeing is cities across the country that have offices of cultural affairs and arts and cultural affairs divisions and that type of thing. So I think that what we also need to do is look at what are other cities doing. We are competing. Whether we like it or not, we're competing with other cities across the country. We want to attract people here, and how do we do that? And arts and culture is certainly a big part of that conversation.
There's been a lot of talk about when Rocco Landisman was here in 2010.
I will say that in just about every other city that I've seen with this kind of arts presence, with this kind of commitment to the arts, with this flourishing a creative community, in just about every one of them, there is a Department of Cultural Affairs in the mayor's office.
Did that strike you, or did it strike someone else, and then that's become something that has been a topic of discussion?
I think that was some of the impetus for this. What's interesting is as I talk to my peers in Austin and Seattle and other cities that have very active arts and culture agencies, part of the ecology needs a public entity. The private entities are doing their own thing. They have their desires and wants for what the future looks like. A public piece to that is an important piece, and that's what Rocco Landisman talked about, is if the city isn't proactive at some level, and again, we don't know what that looks like yet, but to have the city become more proactive at some level is important for the broader ecology. And I think the other thing that I'm seeing, having been in this field for now two decades, is that other cities are engaging the arts in ways that we still haven't quite grasped yet. And so while we were visionary back in the 70s and 80s with the 1% for Art program, which is terrific, we're kind of still there, you know, and now we need to look at, okay, what are the other opportunities that the arts can serve?
So if you had to dream a little bit about the Municipal Art Commission going forward, are there certain things that you would love that the commission had more responsibility or control over?
You know, at this point, honestly, I'm not formulating any specific ideas. Bottom line for me right now is we still are defining who we are, both as a city and in arts and culture. So that's where I am, is like, let's figure out what this definition of arts and culture really is and how broad do we want it to be. It's more of a leadership initiative at this point than a reactionary effort. And so that's what I'm hoping, is that there's a paradigm shift of, oh, arts and culture really are part of our city. How do we move forward in that direction?